first question deals with Senate Bill 152. It's a decade-old state law that prevents local governments from providing internet services to residents unless the people overturn it. This fall, voters in Cedar Edge will be asked if they want to opt out of the legislation. Town officials say they hope it passes because they see it as the first step to bringing high-speed internet to the area. Other communities in Delta County, such as Paonia and the city of Delta, will also decide on this question in November. Additionally, Cedar Edge residents will vote on a half-cent sales tax increase. Kathleen Sickles, the town's administrator, says revenue from the tax increase would fund recreation infrastructure and improvements.
Well, the town of Cedar Edge has been approached many times by a lot of citizens that would like additional trails. We now have a group that's interested in pickleball. We have a need for basketball courts. There's a lot of recreational amenities that a lot of people have requested.
Sickles says the town doesn't have money for these projects. However, it's projected the sales tax increase could generate an additional $80,000 a year for recreation.
There are a number of grants that are out there, but we have been unable to even apply because we haven't had the match.
Earlier this year, Cedar Edge sent out a healthy living survey to more than 1,200 of its utility customers.
We had 330 respondents to the survey. Pedestrian, trail, sidewalks, and recreation programs basically garnered 57% support for 0.5% sales tax to support those additional projects or facilities.
Delta County will mail ballots the week of October 12th. Election day is November 3rd. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.